Fans.
Hotel Pitchell. Swinging a fly ball center field. Rodriguez has it. It's over. It's been 29 long years. It's been 29 cold winters. But in 2023, the Colonels in Cedar Rapids are the cream of the crop. The cream of the crop. The cream of the crop.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Lincoln unloads. High and deep to right. This ball is gone. Close play to the plate. Tag is there. He is out. Okete back on the track. He leaps. It's gone. Back to back to back home runs in the first inning. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. An exclamation point for Culpepper. Line drive shot up the middle of Torre base hit. Ross touches his third. He's coming home. Alcantara fires. His throw is too late. Ross slides in and the Colonels walk it off and win it. Comes Urbina in left, a long run for him. He slides and he makes the catch. Swinging a high fly ball, left field deep. Green is back on the track, turning, looking, goodbye. Long run, no man's land, it falls. Here comes Miller, Colonels win, Colonels win, Colonels win. From Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio, we get set for game four of the six-game set between the Colonels and the Captains. And the penultimate series of the 2024 season. Glad you're with us. Calvin Cristoforo with you. Just a great night for baseball on this bit sticky but still beautiful Friday evening in the Cleveland suburbs. They've been kind to the Colonels after a tough series in Dayton last week when the Colonels lost 5-6 games to the Dragons a week ago. They've been good in this set, winning two of the first three, including a 5-2 win last night, helped out by some lackluster Captains defense in that win a night ago. Lake County committed four errors. They're all critical. Three of them scored runs. Two runs as the Colonels took a 5-2 lead after falling behind 2-1 and won that game last night by that final 5-2. Also, Walker Jenkins continued his hot stretch. Now an 8-game hitting streak for him with a solo home run to right a night ago. Also, Kyle Hess, he's the best. A home run for him last night, his first as a Colonel, well out of the ballpark in right. As the Colonels won their second straight game in this series, a final net ago of 5-2. The really story of this set has been Colonels are unbeaten in games that go 9 innings. They are winless in games that go less than 7, including that rain-shortened loss in game 1 of the set back here on Tuesday. This evening, Jeremy Lee gets the start. The Colonels' right-hander, who last time out allowed 4 runs, 3 earned on 6 hits in a new decision against Dayton. Out it can go. The right-hander making his second start against Lake County, and he's looking for revenge after a tough one in an outing back at home on May or on June the 2nd. He allowed 7 runs at the top of the first inning. Did not register a single out in a loss for Lee. It really spiked his ERA, 7 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, no runs, or no outs by Lee, who allowed 7 earned in that loss against the Captains back in early June. The righty Alonzo Richardson opposes him, his third start as a captain. Richardson 0-2, with a 5.27 ERA. We'll step aside, come back with a check of the lineups and the scoreboard. Get to send the first pitch, Colonels and Captains on your home for Colonels Baseball, Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Solutions for ultimate discretion. Miracle Ear is here to help so you can find a personalized solution that fits your needs, lifestyle, and budget. Miracle Ear has over 70 years of expertise and over 1,500 stores nationwide. Make a sound decision. Call 1-800-MIRACLE now and book your free hearing evaluation.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
CashLink is revolutionizing the way you enjoy the game with their cutting-edge payment solutions. With local support and payment technology, concession sales are a breeze, allowing the staff to serve fans quickly and efficiently. So whether it's grabbing a hot dog and a cold beer or purchasing merchandise, CashLink ensures a smooth transaction every time. From networking install to maintenance and repair, the CashLink team are experts in POS payment solutions and ATM services.
CashLink takes pride in servicing their community and supporting local businesses. Call CashLink today, the local solution for your business. For more information, visit cashlink.net.
Cedar Rapids in Lake County is set to go. Game four of this set, Colonels and Captains here in this Friday evening. And the Cleveland suburbs here in Eastlake, Ohio. Colonels, they win last night, staying apace with Quad Cities as they fight for position in the West Division standings. Colonels right now sit four games out with nine games to go. Their elimination number is seven combined between Colonels' wins and Colonels' losses and Quad Cities' wins. Bandits back on the road in Wisconsin this evening at 6:40. Elsewhere, Peoria on the road at Beloit at 6:35. 6:05, South Bend hosts Great Lakes, same time in Lansing between the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps, also same time in Dayton. The Dragons hosting the West Michigan Whitecaps. Around the rest of the Twins system, twin bill between St. Paul and Omaha after a rainout yesterday in Omaha. Game one of that twin doubleheader right now is at the bottom of the third, tied at two between the Saints and the Storm Chasers. Also a twin bill between Clearwater and Fort Myers, but bad news in Fort Myers again. You guessed it, another rain delay. Game one of that doubleheader right now, new score bottom two in a rain delay at Hammond Stadium. Double-A Wichita hosting the Springfield Cardinals. They play tonight at 7:05. The big club in the Twin Cities are hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. Game one of the seven to the Twins and the Blue Jays is this evening at Target Field tonight at 7:10. Here at Classic Park, the Colonels trying to make it back-to-back-to-back wins in this series. They won the second game in this set and the third, going for the third consecutive win here tonight. They are 64-57, 27-30 overall. Colonels managed by Brian Dinkelman. This is Dink's starting nine. Caitlin Culpepper plays shortstop and bats one. Waka Jenkins at center field at second. Gabriel Gonzalez, he bats third and plays in right. Rubel Cespedes bats four, he plays at third base. Augustine Ruiz, DH sitting fifth. Honcho Ruiz catches hitting number six. Rickson Wingrove is the first baseman, batting seventh. Jose Salas at second base at eighth. And Kyle Hess in left field bats ninth for starting pitcher Jeremy Lee. Lake County is Angel Hanau leading off at the DH spot. Jake Fox plays second. He bats second. Ralphie Velasquez is the left fielder hitting third. Jacob Cozart is the catcher hitting fourth. Alex Mooney at third bats fifth. Esteban Gonzalez in center field at sixth. Jose Devers is the shortstop batting seventh. Mike Collado at first base hits eighth. And Jota Advíncula in right field bats ninth for starting pitcher Alonzo Richardson. We step aside for the anthem. First pitch next in your home for Colonels Baseball at Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Life has a way of throwing curveballs. Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, you may have questions about what comes next and if you're ready financially. You don't have to prepare alone. Jerry Ask Investment Services specializes in retirement income planning, so your wealth can work just as hard as you do. Call Jerry Ask Investment Services to schedule a complimentary consultation. We look forward to welcoming you to our winning team.
Need protection that bats 1,000? Add Nationwide to your starting lineup. Learn more about how Nationwide can protect your family, business, and future at nationwide.com. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of minor league baseball. On this Friday evening, Calvin Cristoforo with you. Game 122 of 130 for the Colonels this year. Single digits left. This is game 122, which means nine left, including tonight. The Colonels still fighting for position in the West Division standings, finding themselves four games out with nine games to go, making their elimination number seven. Their losses combined with Lake Quad Cities wins. That adds up to seven. The Colonels are no longer in playoff consideration in the West Division standings. So wins at a premium for the Colonels going up against the Lake County team. And is already in the playoffs. They won the first half of the year in the East Division. And they try to even this set at two after the Colonels wins on Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday. Alonzo Richardson, the starting pitcher for the Captains, out there making his third start or fourth start with Lake County. 0-2 with a 5.27 ERA, but posted his first high A quality start last time out when he allowed just two runs on five hits, two strikeouts, three walks, and pitches across six innings of work against West Michigan. He's wearing his home white jersey for Lake County, white top, so I bought him the blue cap with a blue bill. The Captain on the front of that cap. Captain's across the chest, written in yellow, outlined in blue. Blue numbers on the front and the back of the jersey. Last name stretching from shoulder to shoulder on the back of that Lake County top. Against the Colonels team in their traveling grays. Great tops, great bottoms. The Colonels in their alternate caps. The blue cap with the green bill, the up and down cornstalk logo on there. Numbers on both the front and the back of the Colonels jersey. Cedar Rapids across the chest, written in blue, outlined in green. The number 20 on the back of Caitlin Culpepper, the Colonels shortstop, who leads off game four of this set. Colonels have taken two of the first three. They look to make it three straight to ensure it worst a split on their first trip to Lake County since 2022. Richardson is ready, working on the first base side. Caitlin Culpepper ready, digging in from the right side. Out of the line, right on right, the first pitch home. Is in there for strikes, and we're underway at 7:01 Eastern, 6:01 back at home on this Friday evening in Eastern Ohio. 0-1 gets the outside corner, called a strike. It's 0-2. A warm, sticky Friday evening, 84 degrees. Gentle breeze out to left field at 4 miles per hour, and gusts up to 9. Casey quickly behind 0-2. Line and toss from Richardson. Swing and a miss, got him, strike three. Breaking ball down and away. Casey chased it. A three-pitch strikeout for Alonzo Richardson. One is gone for Walker Jenkins. The defense behind Richardson has Velasquez in left, Gonzalez in center, and Vinculas in right. Mooney, Devers, Fox, and Collado third to first base. And Jacob Kozart catches Alonzo Richardson. Here's Walker Jenkins batting lefty. First pitch. Swing a ground ball up the middle into center field. Through four ahead. It's bobbled out there by Gonzalez. Jenkins stumbles, but gets back to first base with a single as he continues just to rip the cover off the baseball. Making a 9-game hitting streak now for Walker, who is 14 for 33 across that stretch with an OPS over 1,300. He's on for Gabby Gonzalez. Just underway, no score, top one. Righty on right, first pitch from Richardson to Gonzalez. It's a ground ball back to the mound. Loved by Richardson, goes to second for one. Flip on to first in plenty of time. And they turn it 1-4-3. So just like that, a twin killer wipes Jenkins off the bases and ends the top half of the first frame. Richardson faces the minimum. We go bottom one. No score. Colonels and Captains on your home for Colonels Baseball at Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams, and especially the Malmo Oat Milkers. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Welcome to Limitless Health Chiropractic, where family wellness takes center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere, ensuring every member of your family feels comfortable and cared for. From gentle adjustments for the little ones to tailored wellness plans for adults, we're committed to promoting overall health and preventing future issues. Let us help your family grow into the limitless possibilities of life.
Park in East Lake, Ohio. Game four of the set, Colonels and Captains. A scoreless first frame for Alonzo Richardson. Getting a double play ball to end that frame. And Jeremy Lee back out there for the Colonels. The right-hander making his 14th appearance, his 13th start. Angel Henao greets him. The switcher to batting lefty. First pitch is upstairs. Ball one on Angel Henao, the sixth-ranked prospect in the Guardian system. The switch hitter, just 20 years of age, 1-0. Fly ball hit well center field, sending Jenkins back, twisting back on the track. He turns it, banks off the wall. And now it's in the second, standing up with a double to begin this contest for Lake County. Never a good feeling on Jenkins going after that ball. Had his back arch running after it. Drops in for a two-base hit to one of the deepest part of the ballparks in left center field. So a Henao two-bagger begins this contest for Lake County. He's on second, nobody out, no score, bottom one for the second baseman, Jake Fox. Lefty batter, infield plays in pole side. Open CS left side for Fox. First pitch from Lee. On the ground, softly hit first base. Wingrove has it. He'll take it to first base himself. Up to third base goes Henao. Fox does his job. Man on third, now one gone for Velasquez. The defense of the Colonels has Hess in left, Walker Jenkins in center. Gabby Gonzalez is in right. Cespedes, Culpepper, Salas, Wingrove go third to first base. And Pancho Ruiz catches the right-hander, Jeremy Lee. Man on third, one gone. First pitch to Velasquez. In there for a strike at the knee is 0-1. Infield plays back. They'll forfeit the run for the out. Velasquez playing left field in game four of this set. Takes the 0-1 down and in. And it's 0-2.
Let's go, Panthers!
Out of the line, the 1-1. Is in there for a strike, top of the zone. Ball and two strikes on Velasquez. Slow set for the Guardians' fifth-ranked prospect, just 1-for-6. He has walked twice and picked up an RBI. Their first-round pick from a year ago, behind 1-2, the pitch is in the dirt. Velasquez did not go. Blocked by Ruiz, no advance for Henao. Just underway, no score, bottom one. Colonels have taken the second two games in this set. Trying to wrap up at least a split in game three of this series. Or game four, the 2-2. Tap foul, stays 2-2. A win in game three last night. 5-2 final. Colonels score the final four runs in that contest. No runs for Lake County in the final eight innings. The 2-2, swing a line drive left field, base hit. In to score, Henao, and Lake County is up on top. It is 1-0. The second hit and second RBI for Ralphie Velasquez in his set. As he bases it the opposite way. The Captains are on top first, 1-0. Gone for Jacob Kozar. Lake County 1, Colonels nothing. Kozar batting lefty, first pitch. She takes down ball one. It's been a rough transition for Jacob Kozar, who was all everything this year at NC State. Second round pick of the Guardians. 1-0. Gets the outside corner, called strike 1-1. But as a professional here with Lake County, just 1-for-22 and 0 for his last 18. 0-for-6, 4 strikeouts in this series. 1-1. Line foul straight back, 1-2. That's with his navy blue socks up by his knees. Lake County in their home whites for the first time in this set. Classic home jersey, road jersey. Colonels in their traveling grays. For the first time in this series. Here's the 1-2. And Kozar takes down ball two. closer at the Guardians' 13th-ranked prospect. No Travis Bazzana tonight, off night for the first overall pick in this year's draft. Here's the 2-2, and it's low ball 3-2. So Lee, who got no outs against Lake County back in early June, has the one ground out, but a double and an RBI single sandwiched around it. 1-0 Lake County, bottom one. Now a full count on Kozar. The third base side, the payoff pitch. Goes to first base and back in safely, belly flops the left fielder for Lake County. Now the 3-2. Is a ground but a short, could be two. Pope over there for one. Salas touches second and has no play at first base. As Kozar on the fielder's choice. Salas is playing too far out of position. Shading Kozar pole side to come over and turn that to a killer. This is gone, 6-4. Kozar takes his place at first base. Now there, with two gone for Alex Mooney. Captain's one, Colonel's nothing. Bottom one, man on first base, two gone. And first pitch to Mooney, his line foul, straight back. It's 0-1. This Lake County run scored in the bottom of the first frame is the 100th run the Colonels have allowed in the first inning this year, which is by for the most of any inning. 0-1, breaking ball by him, 0-2. They are a minus 39 in the first inning, 100-61. Their next highest inning in terms of runs allowed is the third, when they've allowed 72, but they've scored at 73. The first inning has not been friendly for the Colonels this year. They're trying to limit the damage, 0-2. Rolled foul by the Colonels' third base side. Dug out Darren Bowen with the snatch over there, reaching out to grab it with the bare hand. Long first frame for Jeremy Lee. His 0-2 to Mooney. He is taken high for a ball, 1-2. Mooney, a two-hit night last night on two infield singles. He'll take it, though, for a guy that's been really struggling as of late. The 1-2 is on the outside corner. Got a looking strike three on a breaking ball to end the first frame. But Lake County does get one. Lonnie Velasquez, RBI single. And after one, it's the captain's one. And the Colonel's nothing for Colonel's baseball. Cedar Rapids baseball.
Helping us to the finals in 2014.
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Friday evening here at Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. Glad you're with us. Calvin Cristoforo with you. Alonzo Richardson for the captain. He's got a scoreless first frame. He got a 1-4-3 twin killer to end that first inning. Jenkins single with one out. No score, or not no score. 1-0 Lake County, top two. Lefty Rubel Cespedes digs in. First pitch in there for a strike on the Colonels, the third baseman. Richardson, the right-hander, got one strikeout back in that first frame. A one. A line drive left field. Coming on Velasquez, he will make the catch. Crouching down to make it belt high. And a soft line drive the opposite way. And Cespe is out number one in the second. So one is gone for Agustin Ruiz. Captains one, Colonels nothing. Colonels batting in the road half of the second. Out of the line, first pitch. Outside, missing ball one on Agustin. Ruiz 0 for 7 in this series. His August struggles continue. 1-0. Misses outside for a ball. 3 for 33 in the month of August for Ruiz. Hitters count, 2 balls, no strikes. His high navy socks are up to his knees on this 2-0 pitch. That's flown the opposite way, foul down the left field side. And it's 2-1. Ruiz, though, does have 17 doubles on the year. He's tied for the second most in the Colonels behind Rubel Cespedes. 2-1. Therefore, a strike, 2-2. Cespe's got 19, but he's played in 35 more games than Agustin Ruiz has. The 2-2 is down and in ball three. It's run full, 3-2. Bases empty, one gone. Captains one, Colonels nothing. Top two. 3-2 pitch to Agustin. Is a ground ball right side into right field for a hit. He stung it. 105 off the bat for a ripping base hit. His first of this road trip. And he is on to begin the Colonels half of the second. One is gone, he's on for his fellow Ruiz. It's Poncho, the Colonels catcher. On top by a run in the second. Already on right, second time Richardson's works from the stretch. First pitch, breaking ball by him, swinging a miss, strike one. Poncho just 3 for 18 on this road trip. A one, misses in, and it's 1-1. This is his second start in this series. He was 0 for 2. The Colonels lost back on Tuesday. Check on Ruiz. He's back in safely. His long 6'2" frame reaching back towards that first base back. On with one gone. Colonels down by a run in the second. Richardson's 1-1. Is a fastball taken high, ball two. Alonzo Richardson signed back in 2020 with the Guardians at the time as a shortstop. 2-1, hit the outside corner, 2-2. Was not a shortstop for long. Transition to a pitcher. As the pitching Cleveland system since 2021. All of last year down with single A Lynchburg, began this year with the Hellcats. He was 4-5 with a 3.57 ERA. The 2-2 misses outside ball three, 3-2. Payoff is in there at the bottom of the zone, strike three call. And Ruiz goes down lucky. Poncho tosses bat, has to walk to first base. But rung up by Derek Pacheco, who calls balls and strikes. Second punch out for Richardson. And two are gone for Rickson and Grove. 1-0 Lake County, top two. Ruiz on first base with two gone for Wingrove. Also had a rough road trip First pitch, Richardson to him. It's down and in, ball one. Wingrove played last year mostly with high A Jersey Shore in the Phillies system. At one time, a league foe with Lake County. Lake County was in the Sally Lee. Swung and a miss by Wingrove. Count goes to 1-1. So it's taking trips to Iowa. Lake County would go east to New Jersey, New York, Carolinas. 1-1. In the dirt, blocked by Kozar. No advance for Ruiz. And it's two balls and a strike. Set from the first base side, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, nasty changeup down and away. And it's 2-2. Wingrove in this series is 0-3. That was last night. His first start of this set. After a 2-for-19 trip in Dayton, 2-2. Fly ball left field shallow. Velasquez camps under it to make the hat-hat catch. To retire Wingrove and the side. In the top half of the second. No runs, one hit, and one left for the Colonels after 1.5. It's the Captain's one, and the Colonels nothing. And our home for Colonels baseball, Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Dune Night Art.
The Colonels are the 2023 Midwest League champions, and now you can train like the pros in the Colonels Annex. This brand new facility, built to MLB specifications, is now available for baseball and softball teams to rent. Bring your team and train like the Colonels do using Minnesota Twins approved pitching machines, mounds, and other equipment. Contact Allie Mormon today to check availability and schedule your visit. You can also reserve the cages online at colonels.com. This is your chance to use the same batting cage facility as the Midwest League champion Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Whether you're rounding third base or walking in the front door, there's no place like home. Visit Nationwide.com to learn more about protecting your family, business, and future. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. Set, Colonels and Captains, the Colonels' first and only trip here to East Lake on the season, which they have not gone since 2022. Esteban Gonzalez begins the second for the Captains. First pitch from Lee is high ball one. Gonzalez batting lefty in his second start in this set. It's the Colonels' right-hander, Jeremy Lee. 1-0. Ground ball into center field through for a hit. Back up the chute for Esteban Gonzalez. His first hit in this series. And the Captains have more traffic on the bases. And they single, should begin the second. He has scored a double ground out. And Velasquez, RBA base hit in the first frame. Leadoff man on to begin the second. And here is Jose Devers, the righty shortstop. Right on right, lead from the first base side. Kicks and comes home. Devers takes a fastball right down the chute. It's 0-1. Devers, with his red arm sleeve on his back right arm, grips his black-handled bat with his red batting gloves. Sees the Colonels infield play on full side. 0-1. On the ground is short right to Culpepper. On to second for one. Salas hopes to first in plenty of time. 4-2. An easy twin killer. 6-4-3. Culpepper, Salas, Wingrove, and just like that, there is no more traffic on for Lee with two gone in the second. Does not get more routine than that. 100 off the bat. Right to the shortstop, Culpepper. Easy twist and toss. And two are gone for Mike Coyotto. Base is empty, two gone. Coyotto batting lefty. First pitch from Lee.
Drops in there for a strike, going one. Midfield also plays Collado poolside. Oh, what? A ground ball right to Salas at second. He gobbles it up from the outfield grass, tosses to first in time for a breezy, scoreless second frame. No runs, one hit, and nobody left for Lake County. We've played two full. Cardinals down by a run. 1-0 Captains on your home for Cardinals baseball. Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Visible hearing solutions for ultimate discretion. Miracle Ear is here to help, so you can find a personalized solution that fits your needs, lifestyle, and budget. Miracle Ear has over 70 years of expertise and over 1,500 stores nationwide. Make a sound decision. Call 1-800-MIRACLE now and book your free hearing evaluation.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
CashLink is revolutionizing the way you enjoy the game with their cutting-edge payment solutions. With local support and payment technology, concession sales are a breeze, allowing the staff to serve fans quickly and efficiently. So whether it's grabbing a hot dog and a cold beer or purchasing merchandise, CashLink ensures a smooth transaction every time. From networking install to maintenance and repair, the CashLink team are experts in POS payment solutions and ATM services. CashLink takes pride in servicing their community and supporting local businesses. Call CashLink today, the local solution for your business. For more information, visit cashlink.net.
Hi, this is Colonels Manager Brian Dinkwin, and you're listening to the Midwest League Champs on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Jose Salas digs in to begin this third. He swings and lines one right center field, twisting towards the gap and down for a hit. Cut off by the right fielder as it's tossed in by Advenculo, holding Salas to a single on the first pitch of the third frame. First pitch fastball to Richardson, and Salas lines it for a long single in the right center field alley to begin in the third frame. So the third hit for the Colonels is a Salas single, and he is on it. For suddenly red-hot Kyle Hess. Cardinals down by a run in the third. Hess batting lefty against the righty Richardson. Out of the stretch, first base side. The righty's first pitch home. It's a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Hess a home run last night in the win. His first as a Colonel on a solo shot to right. 0-1. Tap foul back behind home plate. It's 0-2. That was the first of four unanswered runs for the Colonels to win that game last night, 5-2. Their second straight win in this series. Batting with his navy blue arm sleeve on, that front left arm. Runner goes, pitches up and away for the seconds well high in the center field. Salas on his feet, he'll think better of it though, and stay at second as Gonzalez backing up was there to glove it. A pitch out, essentially. Kozar, though, sailed the throw. And Salas swipes his 16th base of the year. So Jose is now on second. With nobody out for Hess, Colonels down a run in the top half of the third. The 1-2. It's down and away. It's drawn even, two balls, two strikes. Hess now in the set, 4-for-8. A homer, a double. He has walked three times. After he snapped his 0-for-19 with a couple of hits on Sunday, is 6-for-10. The 2-2 to him. It's a breaking ball that gets the outside corner. Gonna look from strike three. Hits that got a lot of the zone. Takes it. Third punch out for the righty Richardson. Second looking. And one is gone from the top of the Colonel's order. And Kaelin Culpepper. So here's Casey. was a strikeout victim back in the first frame. Just 1-for-10 in this series. Righty on right. First pitch from Richardson to him. It's a breaking ball that misses outside, ball one. It is a 8-game on base streak for Culpepper. He was 0-for-4 last night to take ball four. 1-0. Swing a tapper foul on the third base side. And it's 1-1. Red batting goes on for Culpepper, gripping his black-handled, gray-barreled bat. White cleats in the back of that righty batter's box. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and away. It's 1-2. Infield plays in pole side. Gonzalez in center, who does run really well, plays really, really shallow. He's been doing that against everyone. Trusts his speed, really shallow. He plays out in center. The 1-2 runner goes to third. Culpepper lines it foul straight back. He stays 1-2. Jenkins on deck. Captain's one, Colonel's nothing. Man on second, one gone, top three. 1-2. Line drive, fouled off. Right field side towards the Lake County bullpen. And it stays at 1-2. Salas with no base running mitten on. Just bare hands. Wide lead off a second. He stays the 1-2. Is on the outside corner, Rodden looking again, strike three. On the corner, looked away. Dirk Pacheco says, yes, sir. And Culpepper goes down looking, second time he's punched out. Back-to-back punch outs for Alonzo Richardson. And two are gone for Walker Jenkins. Tellus on second, two gone, 1-0 Lake County in the top of the third. First pitch. Jenkins swings and lines it left center field. Velasquez back into his left, racing after it. He won't get there. It takes one bounce off the wall. Salas in to score, and Jenkins replaces him on second with the stand-up double to tie the game at a run apiece. Jenkins is on a tear right now. A 2-for-2 night tonight. He's now 7-for-14 in the series, and he ties the game at a run apiece. Seven straight games with an extra base hit. Nine straight games with a hit. He's 2-for-2, and we're tied at 1. He's on second with one, with two gone now for Gonzalez. Colonel's one, captain's one. And the first pitch from Richardson. It's a breaking ball, popped up foul ground first base side. It's 0-1. Gabby, a double play victim back in the first frame. Gonna put the Colonels on top in the third. 0-1. Breaking ball, foul tip. 0-2. Gabby batting, of course, at that back right pocket, inside out. Maybe socks up to his gray pants. Bright blue shin guard and elbow guard combo with the pink straps. The 0-2 for Richardson. Breaking ball too high, and it's 1-2. Set in the first base side, the 1-2. It's a fly ball popped up. Right field side towards foul territory. Kiliato, the first baseman, by his bullpen to make the catch. To retire Gonzalez and the sign in the top half of the third. But Jenkins ties the game on his second hit of the evening. And after 2.5, it's the Colonels 1 and the Captains 1 on your home for Colonels Baseball. Cedar Rapids Baseball Network. 3, 2,
Colts fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Second, after allowing a run in second for the first frame, face the 9-1-2 batters, Avicula, Manal, and Fox in the bottom half of the third. So here's Avicula, batting for his seventh time in this series. First pitch, this is down and in, ball one. He's 0 for 6, 3 strikeouts. 0 for 4 last night. At Colonel's 5-2 win. 1-0. Gets the ball call, the pitch outside the zone. It's 2-0. Colonel's already matched their hit total from the loss last night, or the win last night. 2-0. Steers ball 3. They had just 4 hits in that win, 2 for home runs. 8-4, it's already through 3 offensive innings this evening. The 3-0, Advincula takes a strike, and it's 3-1. Hitters count 3-1. Breaking ball, looped towards right field, down 4 ahead. Advincula can fly going for second. Gonzalez bobbles it, and Advincula stands up on second base. He was going to stop, but then he showed that bubble by Gabby. Take second. See how they rule that. Either way, Advincula's on second. With nobody out, back half of the third. Off the hands, but Gabby misplayed it, and Advincula takes 90 extra feet. A single and an E7. Or E9 on Gonzalez. And on second, nobody gone for now. Batting lefty, first pitch. Downey and in, ball one. So Advincula on second. Nobody out. Bottom three. 1-0-2 Hanau. He swings and grounds it in the center field for a hit. Advincula rounding third. He's home to score, no problem. Lynn County just like that. Has climbed back on top. It's 2-1. Lake County has some burners, and Jonah Advincula is certainly one of them. Drops home to score, good play on that single, moving to second in the air, then scoring on the single by Hanau. Now Hanau's on first base, he can run too. 13 for 14 as a captain. Nobody out for Jake Fox. Batting lefty, first pitch. On the ground, foul, first base side. 2-1. Hanau's 2 for 2. He has doubled and scored, and he has an RBI single. Fox a ground out victim back in the first frame. Batting with that relaxed stance left side. A one. A It's a fly ball hit well right center field. Gonzalez back into his right, won't get there. It takes one bounce off the wall. And now he's in the third. He will get the stop sign there. As Fox stands on second with the double. And it's three straight hits to begin the captain's half of the third. Center field gap. Two bagger for Fox is 14th double of the year. Second and third, nobody out. Already one run home for the captains in this third frame. In a motion that Lee will work from the windup. Second and third, nobody out for Velasquez. Out of the line, first pitch is in the outside corner, called strike one. The Colonels' defense plays back. Again, they'll forfeit the run for an out with nobody out in the third. A one. Breaking ball, line drive, left field, base hit. And now scores, Fox coming home. And he scores standing up, too. It's a two-run single, Ralph Velasquez. And Captains are on top, 4-1. Straight bases for the Captains in the third. After the Jenkins RBI double tied this game at a run apiece. Arminis and Gulo chat with the Colonels infield, which has Battery plus Jose Salas as Jonas Lovin gets the action going. Left field line bullpen. Double, two-run single as the Captains on top, 4-1. Still nobody out. Back down to the third. Kendrick Jake Kozar. His action stirs the Colonels' bullpen. Left side for Jacob Kozar against the righty and Lee, who sets the belt and comes home. Kozar takes outside, ball one. Kozar, a fielder's choice back in the first frame. At 0 for his last 19. One oh. Down and in, taking ball two, 2-0. Not a guy right now you want to walk or fall behind in Jacob Kozar. Struggled a bunch as of late for the Captains. Leaves behind, two balls, no strikes. And on first base, nobody out. Three runs in the third, the 2-0. Breaking ball too high, ball three. It's 3-0. Set in the 3-0. Fastball taken at the knee is called a strike, 3-1. The Guardians 13th ranked prospects. Going to break this early professional rut. The 3-1 to him is inside and low, ball four, he walked him. First walk issued by Lee. Still nobody out in the third. And second for Alex Mooney, 33 runs home. Left to toss in the Colonel's pen. Believe that is newcomer Samuel Perez tossing the Colonel's bullpen. First and second, nobody gone for Alex Mooney. 4-1 Captains, bottom three, first pitch. Swing a fly ball left field, high in the air and away out of town. A three-run shot for Alex Mooney down the line left field. An exclamation point. The Captains in the third, It is 7-1. Gotten Jeremy Lee again. A no-doubt shot for Alex Moody. 106 off the bat. His 11th of the year to make it 7-1, Captains. Here comes Jeremy Lee's first pitch to Esteban Gonzalez at strike one. Brian Dinkelman was ready to walk out to take Lee out of the game, but the open umpire, Derek Pacheco, didn't see him, and Lee tossed his first pitch. A one. Swing and a tapper foul, 0-2. So Dink had to retreat to that third base dugout, and Nutley faced Esteban Gonzalez, who singled off and back in the second. Here's the 0-2. It's down and in for a ball, 1-2. So we'll see if Lee gets out Gonzalez, if that extends his night, with the righty Devers on deck. 7-1 Captains on top, 6 runs in the third. Nobody out, bottom three. The 1-2 is spiked in, a 58-foot breaking ball in front of home plate, and it's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The line and the pitch is a breaking ball, up and away ball three. It's run full, 3-2. Now it's looking more and more like this is in fact the last batter for Jeremy Lee. It's 3-2. He is up and away, ball four, he walked him. 7 straight Captains base runners have reached to begin the third. And that does it for Jeremy Lee. Here comes Brian Dinkelman. No stop sign on his route this time. He will go to the mound and he'll go to Perez out of the bullpen. Captains have scored 6 runs in the third, 7 straight have reached in this third frame, and nobody down for Samuel Perez. Play more with the newest Colonels lefty on your home for Colonels Baseball. Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
When you plan for your future, dreams can come true with Jerry-Ask Investment Services. Go the distance with their award-winning staff who will help you focus on the future you envision. Give them a call or visit their website at jkainvest.com for a complimentary consultation.
There's nothing better than a game.
A great tasting Miller Lite.
It's less filling, Miller Lite.
Tastes great. And how'd you get up here?
It's less filling. And I use my arms.
Never understood this argument. Miller Lite is both, right? Isn't that kind of its thing?
There's a door?
I've given this a lot of thought, guys, so just bear with me. Let it be both, all right? Now, there's a security guard coming by. Just be cool. Where am I sitting?
Sitting?
A lot of guys in the suite.
As a Colonel in 2024. Lefty works on the first base side. His first pitch to Devers is a swing and a miss. Changeup down and away. He needs strike one. Devers hasn't met with the Colonel since they were in Lake County last, the end of the 2022 season, where Perez finished off 2022. A one runner goes, pitches a swing and a miss to the second, is up the line. Salas applies the tag, and they got him. Gonzalez caught stealing. Salas, falling to his right, reaches out to make the catch and the tag in one motion. To retire Devers, or not to retire Devers, but to retire the runner Gonzalez for the first out. So a caught stealing, and one is gone. on this 0-2 pitch coming to Devers. It's a swing, a line drive left field towards the corner. Hess after it, he turns. It's one bouncing off the wall. Devers will go to second, where he is safely slotting in with the double. The third captain's extra base hit of this inning. He's there now with one gone for Coyotto. As the captains have sent eight straight to the bases. Steal for Gonzalez, caught stealing, helps out the Colonels. And here is Coyotto batting righty, first pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Ruiz. It's ball one. Captain seven, they've scored six runs in this third frame. After Walker Jenkins double tied it in the top of the third. To Coyotto in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Coyotto, a ground out victim back in the second frame. That was the last out recorded by Jeremy Lee. Now Perez in, 1-1. It's a pop up, fell back towards us as it'll find the seats. It's 1-2. Coyotto. See its right side. The set from Perez is 1-2. It's a roller foul. Stays 1-2 on Coyotto. So Perez was with the Colonels in 2022. Spent all of last year with single-A Fort Myers and all of this year with the Muscles. This year 2-1 with a 5.54 ERA across 35 outings. 1-2. Swing and a foul tip, and Ruiz can't hang on. Count stays 1-2. Initially a Angels farmhand was Samuel Perez. Spent a couple years in the Angels system before the Twins signed him in 2021. 1-2. This is down and in, and it's 2-2. Logged 280 career minor league innings as Perez, who can give you length out of the bullpen. Steps off. Now back on that white rubber. From the first base side, he looks to second. The lefty's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Changeup down and away. And Coyotto chased it. First strike in for Perez. Back as the Colonel. Gone for Jonah Advincula, who singled to open this inning. Six runs ago. 7-1 captains with six runs home in the third. First pitch. Swing and a fly ball popped up. Shallow left center field. Jenkins to his right. He is there to make the catch to retire Advincula. In the side in the third. But Lake County bats around. He scores six times. And after three, it's Lake County seven. Colonels won on their home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything minor league baseball. Download the app today and watch every single minor league baseball game absolutely free. You can chat, you can interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you're going to get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The world of real estate is complex, but with the Cedar Rapids Area Association of Realtors, achieving your happily ever after has never been easier. When you work with a local realtor, you have an expert partner who knows the market, someone who handles complex negotiations, and who works to get you the most equity from selling your home and the best deal when buying. They'll work tirelessly to ensure your housing dreams come true. So whether you're buying or selling, don't go it alone. Work with a local realtor and achieve your happily ever after.
Yeah.
balls one for the right-hander, Alfonso Richardson, back out there for his fourth inning of work. Now with a six-run cushion. He'll face Cespedes, Ruiz, and Ruiz. 4-5-6 here in the fourth. The Cardinals down by a half dozen early in this contest. Lake County, top form. Righty Richardson back to work. Lefty Cespedes digs in. First pitch is in there at the knee. Strike one on the Colonel's third baseman. Cespedes lined to left back in the second. He's 0 for 1. Open stance left side. 0-1. Down in the dirt. And it's 1-1. Just 2 for 12 in the set for Cespedes, who has a team-high 113 hits on the year. That is fifth in the league. 1-1. Swing a line drive, lashed foul, left field side, and a play. It's 1-2. Also has 71 RBI, which is the second in the league. The most among active Midwest League players, tied with Cam Collier of Dayton. 1-2. Again, fouled off left side. Will Simpson of Lansing has 81, but he is no longer with Lansing. We'll see promotion to Double A Midlands. Last week. The 1-2. It's when a ground ball chopped to second. There is Fox, who has it. On to first he goes. And one is out in the fourth. So one is gone for Agustin Ruiz. Colonels down by 6 runs. Captain 7. Colonels 1. Colonels going back in the third and 8. Walker Jenkins RBI double. 6 runs in the fourth for the captains. Here's Ruiz, takes one down and in. Ball one. Check that. 6 runs in the bottom of the third for Lake County. That's the Colonels down by 6 in the fourth. 1-0-2 Ruiz inside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Here's a count for Agustin, who singled back in the second. 2-0. The outside corner, called a strike, 2-1. Line from the first base side, 2-1. Gets the bottom of the zone. It's 2-2. Richardson not going to blow it past you. Low 90s fastball. It's 2-2. Is on the inside of the plate, called a ball. The counts run full, 3-2. But he had a looking strikeout instead. The count's run full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. The line, the payoff. It's a breaking ball, clubbed high in the air, but foul in the right field line. Down by the Colonel's clubhouse. And it's 3-2 still. Ruiz, a great catch on a play last night in right field. 3-2. Foul back, it stays 3-2. He slipped in right field, and from his backside, he made the catch. One more time. He swings and rockets it foul again down the first base side into the captain's bullpen. Stays 3-2. Long at bat here between Ruiz and the righty Richardson. The payoff again is a fly ball, this time fair on the third base side, shallow left. Mooney is out there. And the captain, third base, makes the catch as Richardson wins the battle. Long bout with Ruiz. Captain's pitcher gets the out. And two are gone. Pancho Ruiz. So here's Pancho. Righty batter against the righty in Richardson. Faces empty, 2 gone, top 4. First pitch. Gets the outside corner, called strike 1. Captain's on top, 7-1. And 4 runs, or 6 runs in the third. 0-1. Ground ball to second, right at Fox. He was there. Step to his left, the toss to first. In time to get Ruiz and the sign and the fourth. 1-2-3 fourth for Alonzo Richardson. And after 3.5, it's all captains. Captain 7, Colonels 1. For Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Insurance isn't our only passion at UFG Insurance. We're dedicated to supporting the communities where we live and work. We proudly offer our employees paid time off to volunteer. Their work is making a positive difference across the U.S. UFG's Go Beyond Award is presented to one employee annually for exceptional community service. Striving to deliver on our promises is more than what we do. It's who we are. For a company promising community support, think UFG.
Lake County on top 7-1. It's going to be bottom half of the fourth. Captain scoring six times in the third. Kentucky's 7-1 stronghold of this contest. Trying to even the setup at two games apiece after the Colonels took 2-3 of this series. Samuel Perez, who got all three outs in the third, back out there for the fourth frame. Left field face the top of this captain's order. Now Fox and Velasquez. First pitch home is outside, ball one on Angel Henao. Good day for him, batting lefty. He doubled and scored, singled and scored. Both off the starter, Jeremy Lee. 1-0. Fly ball deep left field. Hess back in toward the corner. He is turning, and that ball is foul. Just wide of the left field foul pole. And now narrowly missed. Three quarters of the cycle in the fourth inning. Putting it down the left field line. Already a double and a single batting lefty. Now trying to go big fly batting righty. He just missed it as the count goes even, 1-1. So a deep breath by Henao, who digs back in. Cielo cleats on in the righty batter's box. 1-1. Ground ball or fly ball lined straight back. Ball and two strikes on Angel Henao. Six-game hitting streak for him. Tore up the Carolina League. Forced promotion to High A Lake County. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. A changeup down to the zone. And now goes down swinging, second punch out for Perez. One is gone for Jake Fox. So good job by Perez to settle things down. Allowed no further damage in that third inning. All seven runs charged to the starter, Jeremy Lee. Here's Jake Fox batting lefty. First pitch is in the dirt, taking ball one. Captain second baseman. Fox 1-for-2, doubled back in the third. He scored on the Velasquez two-run single. 1-0 in there for a strike. 1-1. Fox playing his 17th game at second base. The captains tonight. 1-1. Misses outside. 2-1. Was drafted as a shortstop. Played almost strictly outfield last year. One start at second base. Now 17 this year. 2-1. Gets the outside corner. Called a strike. 2-2. The third round pick from Lakeland, Florida. The single A home and the spring training home of the Detroit Tigers. The Lakeland Flying Tigers, their single A affiliate. 2-2. Down and away ball three. At Publix Field. Down there in Lakeland. Major supermarket chain. In Florida, 3-2. So in a fly ball popped up, shallow center. Jenkins in and to his right, Hess is to his left. And Kyle calls him off to make the catch, letter high. To retire Fox for the second out in the fourth frame. two are gone for Ralphie Velasquez. Base is empty. First pitch. And there for a strike on the lefty hitting Velasquez. He's two for two. Three RBI. Two-run single back in the third. RBI single in the first. A one's outside, one and one. Facing the southpaw, Perez for the first time. Looks to cap off the 1-2-3-4 frame. Perez works quickly. Sets the belt. Lefty's 1-1. Breaking ball that gets the outside corner. Called a strike, 1-2. Perez, 24 years old. Native of Venezuela. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball. Got him. And it's a 1-2-3-4 for Ralphie, or for Samuel Perez, as he gets Ralphie Velasquez to end in the fourth frame. Top five we go. Captains on top, 7-1. And you're home for Colonels Baseball, Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Life has a way of throwing curveballs. Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, you may have questions about what comes next and if you're ready financially. You don't have to prepare alone. Jerry Ask Investment Services specializes in retirement income planning, so your wealth can work just as hard as you do. Call Jerry Ask Investment Services to schedule a complimentary consultation. We look forward to welcoming you to our winning team.
Need protection that bats 1,000? Add Nationwide to your starting lineup. Learn more about how Nationwide can protect your family, business, and future at nationwide.com. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball.
Good work from Samuel Perez. Stay 1-2-3 fourth frame. It's top five. Colonel still down by a half dozen. Captain's on top, 7-1. As the Colonel's back down by 6 and a fifth. Glad you're with us on this Friday. Colonel's who have their elimination number set at 7. Need wins, need them now. And also they need help. Bond City's controls their own destiny. That's the final playoff spot in the West Division. Bandits are on the road in Wisconsin. And they have scored 4 times in the top of the first inning. 4-0 Quad Cities. Top 1 right now in Wisconsin. Bandits are just red hot. With Jack Caglione on the squad. They have made a playoff push in the second half. Here's Rixon Wingrove. Grounds one into left field for a base hit, the opposite way. On the first pitch swing, and he goes Zappo, his first hit of the series, and he is on to begin the fifth. The Colonels needing a massive comeback, trailing by 6 runs in the fifth frame. Get a single by Wingrove to begin the fifth inning. He's on for Jose Salas. 7-1 Captains on top, top five. Salas batting lefty, singled back in the third. He scored. First pitch. Popped up, foul ground, third base side, at a play. It is strike one. Scored in the Walker Jenkins RBI double, which tied the game at 1-1. That was before the captain struck for 6 runs in their half of the third frame. Long pause, the 0-1. Taken upstairs. And it's 1-1 on Salas. Salas crushed his third home run of the year back in the loss on Tuesday. One one. In there for a strike. Had 4 home runs last year. This year batting at 35 points higher. It's 190 clip from a year ago. He leads the 1-2, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball too much for him. 93, top of the zone. Strike number 5 for Richardson. And one is gone for Kyle Haas. The So here's Hess batting lefty. 7-1 captains, top five. Velasquez from the, or Richardson from the stretch, kicks and comes home. And his pitch misses away, ball one. Colonels one run on five hits, one error. Captains seven runs, nine hits. They have no errors. 1-0 is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Colonels left fielder. Esu had two home runs in 12 games this year with single A Fort Myers. His first home run as a Colonel in the win last night. 2-0 in the dirt. Breaking ball down. 3-0. The top of the order with Culpepper on deck. Leads behind Hess. Colonel's trying to chip away, down by six runs in the fifth. The 3-0. Hess takes a strike at the knee. He's 3-1. Wingrove on first base. He's singled to open this frame. Scala's punched out. The 3-1 coming to Hess. The pitch. Swing a ground ball shot to second. Could be a two. Fox in a second for one. Devers on the first. It's in time. And it's two. 6-4-3, they turn it. A twin killer. And down goes Hess to end the fifth. A scoreless fifth for Alonzo Richardson. Bottom five we go. Captains on top. 7-1 on your home for Colonels Baseball. The Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams, and especially the Malmo Oat Milkers. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Welcome to Limitless Health Chiropractic, where family wellness takes center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere, ensuring every member of your family feels comfortable and cared for. From gentle adjustments for the little ones to tailored wellness plans for adults, we're committed to promoting overall health and preventing future issues. Let us help your family grow into the limitless possibilities of life.
Santos out of the Colonel's bullpen. Nolan makes his 12th appearance as a Colonel, 0-2, with an ERA just south of 5. He'll face Cozart and Mooney Gonzalez, 4-5-6 for Lake County, in their half of the fifth. Santos, the right-hander from the third base side, comes home. First pitch is a ground ball chopped to first, a foul ball for strike one on Jacob Cozart. Cozart still hitless in this series. Bound to a fielder's choice. He just walked and scored. Part of that six-run third frame. Turned a 1-1 tie into a 7-1 captain's lead. 0-1 from Santos to him. Is in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Infield plays in pulse side. Batting with his blue socks up by his knees. The set from Santos at the belt, and the righty's 0-2. Breaking ball on the ground at first, diving stab by Wingrove. Sounds behind him, Fields throws to first with Santos covering in time for the out. Good play by Santos covering first base, beating Cozart there as Wingrove got a position trying to get that himself. He dove to make the stop, couldn't make it, but Sal's behind him does. And Santos covering. Cozart is up number one in the fifth. That's a defense by Santos, showing his PFPs. One is gone for Alex Mooney. Righty on right, first pitch from Santos to him. Swing and a miss, strike one. Mooney, a laser of a three-run home run. Out of the ballpark in the third to cap off that six-run third frame. Now facing Santos in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Couple of breaking balls to him back-to-back. And Mooney's behind, no balls, two strikes. Mooney now 3-for-7 in the series after his two-hit night. Both infield hits. And the Colonels win last night. He waits the 0-2. Santos fires. Breaking ball foul tip, Ruiz can't hang on. It stays 0-2. Wide open right side for Mooney. 0-2 for Santos. Is just down and away. It's gone to 1-2. Nolan, who was promoted back on July the 15th. 3-2 down with Fort Myers. ERA south of 2.5. The righty's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him that time. Strike three. A sweeping breaking ball racing outside the zone. And down goes Mooney. First punch out for Santos, and two are gone for Esteban Gonzalez. It's Colonel's pen between Perez and Santos has been sharp so far. Bases empty, two gone for Esteban Gonzalez, who has singled and walked. Open stance left side, first pitch from Santos to him. It's a swing and a fly ball fouled off left field side. It is strike one. Gonzalez caught stealing. And a bit of a gift for the Colonels back in that six-run third frame. 0-1. Breaking ball, and therefore a strike 0-2. He was on first base with nobody out. When he tried to steal second base, he was caught. And next batter, Jose Devers, ripped a double down the left field side. Would have been second and third, nobody out. 0-2. Swing and a flare, center field. Sal is dabbing in. He picks it a one bounce with across his body in time for the out. Oh, and a play by Jose. Moving to his right. On a short hop, he got it and tossed across his body for the out to retire Gonzalez in the side in the fifth. A 1-2-3 fifth for Nolan Santos, capped up by great defense from Salas. We go to the sixth inning. Colonels down by six runs on your home for Colonels baseball. Cedar Rapids baseball now.
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Hey, this is pitcher John Klein, and you're listening to the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Back to that 1-2-3 inning with Colonels pitching. Perez in the fourth, and Santos in the fifth after a six-run third frame for Lake County. Colonels still down a bundle. It is 7-1 captains as the Colonels bat in the top half of the sixth frame. Already Esteban Gonzalez with a ground out. Good defensive play by Salas to end the bottom of the fifth. Now top six as Culpepper digs in. Takes one inside, ball one. Lonzo Richardson back out there for his sixth inning of work. Looking for back-to-back quality starts is the right-hander. 1-0, down and away. Two balls and no strikes on Culpepper. Casey's 0 for 2, strikeouts back in the first and the third. Hitters count 2-0. He takes a strike down the chute, it's 2-1. Looking for Culpepper's first high-A home run. Just 1 for 12, though, in this series. The 2-1 takes upstairs, ball 3, 3-1. Trying to extend his 8-game on-base streak. The 3-1. Swinging a fly ball right center field. Sending Advíncula back with plenty of room. He's under it to make the one-handed catch and retire Culpepper for the first down in the sixth inning. So Culpepper's 0 for 3. And one is gone for Walker Jenkins, who is having another big night. Walker 2 for 2, single and a RBI double. After a home run last night, his second in this series. First pitch to him. Down and in, taking the ball one. Cardinals now have home runs in 5 consecutive games after a long layoff without home runs. 1-1, or 1-0, I should say, misses down. Now it's 2 balls, no strikes. Cardinals had just 6 home runs in the first 20 games in August. That was the second fewest in the league. And now home runs in 5 straight. 2-0. On the ground, foul, first base side, 2-1. They have 7 home runs in that stretch, including 2 from this guy, Walker Jenkins, Twins top prospect. He waits the 2-1. And he swings and misses. Fastball too much for him. And it's gone even, 2-2. This is empty, one gone. Lake County on top, 7-1 in the top half of the sixth frame. The 2-2 is just inside, missing ball 3. And the counts run full, 3-2. Richardson's been good for Lake County tonight. But he's not gotten Jenkins yet. 3-2. It's a line drive right field comp for the first baseman, Coyado. He takes a step to his right to make the catch. Another line drive. This one though caught by Coyado. The second out of the frame. And two are gone for Gabby Gonzalez. So two are gone for Gabby, who swings at the first pitch and rolls it to short. Devers backhand stab. Throws across the diamond in time to retire Gabby. 1-2-3. In the Cardinals half of the sixth inning. 6 one-run frames for Alfonso Richardson. We go bottom six, Captains on top, 7-1 on your home for Cardinals baseball. DC Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams, and especially the Malmo Oat Milkers. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Welcome to Limitless Health Chiropractic, where family wellness takes center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere, ensuring every member of your family feels comfortable and cared for. From gentle adjustments for the little ones to tailored wellness plans for adults, we're committed to promoting overall health and preventing future issues. Let us help your family grow into the limitless possibilities of life.
7-1 Lake County on top. Made that in the home half of the sixth frame. Second frame for Nolan Santos. He tossed a 1-2-3 fifth inning. That gets good for the sixth inning. He'll face the bottom third of this captain's order. Santos, Collado, and Advíncula. Righty and right, first pitch from Santos to Devers. Stretch and the pitch. It's a fastball line foul straight back. Strike one on the captain's shortstop. Devers 1-for-2, doubled in that six-run third frame. All but one captain with a hit tonight. Part of the captain's nine on the evening. A one on the ground foul third base side. It's 0-2. That is Mike Collado, who waits on deck. I guess Jacob Kozar, two no-hits, but he has reached on a walk and a run scored in that third inning. The set from Santos, and the righty's 0-2. A breaking ball rolled to third, fouled on the third base side. And it stays 0-2 on Jose Devers. In a big-time series in Cedar Rapids, when he was 8-for-21 against the Colonels in that set. A homer, two doubles, and six RBI. It was just 1-for-19 last week in West Michigan. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Breaking ball down and away. And Devers goes down swinging. Second punch out from Santos. One has gone in for Collado. And the captain not to reach so far in this contest, Mike Collado. Seeing Santos for the first time. Nolan works on the third base side. Righty's at the belts. He kicks and comes home. Line drive fouled off left field side. Strike one on Collado. The switching first baseman, 21 years old from the Dominican Republic. Open stance left side for the switching first baseman. Takes one down and away. It is 1-1. Collado hit nearly 280 with single A Lynchburg this year. And also, like many of his teammates in a big time series, in Cedar Rapids back in late May, early June, when he was 7-for-19. He awaits the 1-1. And the pitch is in the dirt, taken down. Two balls and a strike. He's rolled to second and struck out in this contest. One against the starter, Lee, who is on the hook right now, going two-plus innings. Along 7 runs on 8 hits. Struck out against Samuel Perez. A 2-1 from Santos is up and away. And it's 3-1. Here's count for Collado. The 3-1 to him. A fastball taken down and in, ball four. And every captain has now reached in this contest this evening. Collado, one out base runner, first runner for Lake County on the bases. Since that, 6-run third frame. One is on, one is out for the right fielder, Jonah Advíncula. Eating Advíncula, first pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Advíncula singled and moved to second in an error that opened up that 6-run third frame. He also popped out in that same inning. It was the first and 10th batter in that frame. Got sent 10 to the plate. 1-0. Outside for a ball, 2-0. Jonah Advíncula. It's called Advíncula. Advíncula, former 8th round pick from Washington State. Here's count 2-0. Pitch. in there for a strike, 2-1. Was the first ever Washington State Cougar to have 20 steals and 20 doubles in the same season. A 20-20 steals in a double year for Advincula. He was hit with the pitch. No, he's not. It just misses inside. And up at second base, scampers the runner, Collado. Thought it hit Advincula. It didn't. Just off the glove of the catcher, Ruiz. And it goes to the backstop. And Collado takes second. So he's on second now with one gone on the wild pitch. Hitters count 3-1 at Advincula. 3-1. Line foul straight back, 3-2. But a vicious cut by the captain's right fielder. Righty tossing in the Colonel's pen. I believe that's Xander Hamilton tossing the Colonel's pen. Looking from Santos. The set and the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Nasty changeup. That falls off the table. And down goes an Advincula's swing. Second punch out for the righty Santos in this frame. Two are gone for Hanau. Man on second, two gone. Lake County 7. Colonels 1. Captain's bat in the home half of the sixth frame. Hanau batting lefty. First pitch from Santos to him. A ball low, it's 1-0. Hanau doubled and scored back in the first frame. RBA single, he scored in the third. Nearly at a home run down the left field line in the fourth inning. It was a foul ball, and he struck out later in that at-bat. First time seeing Santos, 1-0. Swing and a miss, a massive cut. Hanau nearly lost his helmet, taking a vicious swing, an empty one. It's 1-1. Infield plays the captain's infielder to the pole sign. Cleveland hopes this guy is a part of their future with his typical double play partner, Travis Bazzana. A top pick in this year's draft.